Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our service of worship for this evening as we begin the journey through Holy Week. As we come this evening, and just a couple of brief announcements. For those requiring contactless communion elements, they're located at the back of the church. They are our pre-filled cups, so do remember to open the cellophane that holds the wafer in first. And finally, the choir will practice following worship this evening. So please plan members of choir to stay for a brief practice. We light the Christ candle as a visible sign that Christ is the light of the world and that we as his people seek to walk in his ways. Call to worship for this evening is a responsive call. Let us stand as we come into the presence of the Lord. Tonight we come to embrace the power of humble service. Tonight we come to embrace with gratitude the offering of service. Let us pray. Holy God, source of all love, on the night of his betrayal, Jesus gave his disciples a new commandment, to love one another as he loved them. Write this commandment on our hearts. Give us the will to serve others as he was the servant of all, who gave his life and died for us, and yet is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our opening hymn for this evening is number 229 in the Book of Praise, Jesu, Jesu, fill us with your love, hymn number 229.
His friends silently washes their feet, master who acts as a slave to them. Jesu, Jesu, fill us with your love, show us how to serve the neighbors we have from you. Neighbors are rich and poor, should serve. These are the ones we should love. All our neighbors to us and you. Jesu, Jesu, fill us with your love. Show us how to serve the neighbors we have from you. Kneel at the feet of our friends, silently washing their feet.
Friends, the proof of God's amazing love is this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Because we have faith in him, we dare to approach God with confidence. In faith and repentance, let us confess our sin before God and one another as we say the prayer as it appears before you on the screens. O Christ, you washed the feet of your disciples and shared a meal with people who would betray you. As we prepare to share a meal with you, we ask your forgiveness, O Lord. We too have denied your presence. We too have let fear stand in the way of faith. We too have been selfish or greedy. We too are in need of your grace. Forgive us, O Lord, and empower us to follow your lead in washing the feet of the world. Amen. Friends, listen, the time has come at last. Look now as the day, now is the day of salvation. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen. And once more, let us pray. Eternal God, by your word and spirit, you have given us a new covenant to love and serve one another in Jesus' name. Let the good news of your liberating love be sealed in our hearts and shown in our lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
A reading from Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 to 14. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall mark for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell the whole congregation of Israel that on the 10th of this month, they are to take a lamb for each family, a lamb for each household. If a household is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join its closest neighbor in obtaining one. The lamb shall be divided in proportion to the number of people who eat of it. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a year old male. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of the month. Then the whole assembled congregation of Israel shall slaughter it at twilight. They shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the lamb that same night. They shall eat it roasted over the fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roasted over the fire with its head, legs, and inner organs. You shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. This is how you shall eat it, your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it hurriedly. It is the Passover of the Lord. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike down every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both human beings and animals, on all the gods of Egypt. I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague shall destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be a day of remembrance for you. You shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord. Throughout your generations, you shall observe it as a perpetual ordinance." The next reading is a responsive reading, and the words shall appear before you on the screens. Psalm 116, verses 1 to 2 and 12 to 19. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications.
Because he inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call on him as long as I live.
What shall I return to the Lord for all his bounty to me?
I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord.
I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people.
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones.
O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the child of your serving girl. You have loosed my bonds.
I offer you the thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord.
I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people.
Hearts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem, praise the Lord.
In the final reading, is from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 26. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes."
Once more, let us come in praise as we sing hymn 225 in the Book of Praise, "A New Commandment I Give Unto You," hymn number 225, and we will sing the hymn through twice. Reading from John chapter 13, verses 1 to 17, and 31b to 35. Let us listen once more for God's word to his people. Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own, who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put into the heart of Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel that he had tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." And Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him, and for this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, Jesus put on his robe and had returned to the table. He said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly, I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." And continuing to read from verse 31. When Judas had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also ought to love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God for his word to us. Friends in Christ, what I say to you this evening is proclaimed in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The welcome table. Within the African-American spiritual tradition, there is this image of the welcome table. At its highest, this image is, and at its highest and most exalted level, this is the image of the great marriage feast of the kingdom of God, found in the book of Revelation. The image enjoyed a special place in the heritage of the African-American tradition because it affirmed that there was a place for all people in the kingdom of God. Historically, even those who were slaves, those who were not allowed to sit at their master's table in this world, would be welcomed at the table of the Lord in the kingdom of God. And at a much more practical level, the welcome table was the table upon which the Lord's Supper was celebrated, a table just like this one. It was the foretaste of these same people of that great feast that awaited for them in heaven. As we come near to this table this evening, we come to the table aware of the fact that Jesus desired to celebrate the Passover with his disciples, to celebrate that great sacred feast with them, remembering God's faithfulness to the covenant, and how God had heard the cries of the children of God in captivity and intervened to set them free. This is a night that is rich then with theological understanding. So many things are happening. The root of the faith is celebrated as Jesus gathers his disciples together. But what shocks us the most in the story that we heard read is the servanthood of Jesus. It shocks us just as it shocked his disciples on that first night. The brash Simon Peter, always the brash Simon Peter. The brash Simon Peter could not allow Jesus to wash his feet. After all, to wash someone's feet was a lowly act. It was the act that was performed by the lowest of all of the slaves in the household. Jesus takes the place of that lowly servant who washes the dusty and weary feet of travelers, and in so doing, Jesus, as the host of this feast, welcomes those whose feet he washes into the household of God. This welcome is further expanded just several chapters later in the Gospel of John. In John 16, Jesus assures his disciples that in God's house there are many abiding places. There are many places where they will be welcomed and received. And that through his crucifixion, he goes to prepare a place for them, a place with God. What is striking in the account of Jesus and the foot washing is that Jesus washes the feet of all of the disciples. Even though Jesus knew that Judas would betray him, Jesus welcomes him into the upper room and washes his feet. Having heard Peter's rejection of the act, Jesus welcomes him and washes Peter's feet. It is a moment that speaks to the wideness of God's mercy. Each of us is welcomed into the kingdom of God. Nothing separates us from the love of God made known to us through Jesus Christ our Lord. We witness tonight Jesus wash the feet of his betrayer and the feet of the one who would deny him. The kingdom of God is open to all, for God's mercy is extended to all. And this table is a glimpse of the mercy of God, a glimpse of the kingdom of God. One communion liturgy invites the people to come to the table with these words: "Come to this table, you who have much faith, and you who would like to have more." It is the affirmation that regardless of who we are welcome at this table. Whoever we are, whatever we have done, Christ continues to invite us here. Because this is the welcome table. And here we are home. Thanks be to God. Amen. As we draw near to Christ's table, let us come confessing the faith of our baptism as we say together the Apostles' Creed. The words to the creed will appear on the screen, and I invite you to stand as we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Friends, hear the words of the institution of the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same manner, Christ took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant sealed in my blood. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the saving death of the risen Lord until he comes. Let us come now, giving thanks to God in praise as we sing our communion hymn, number 546. Here is bread, here is wine. Number 546, or as the words appear on the screen.
Here is bread, here is wine, I will grow you. Christ is with us here. Here is grace, here is peace, Christ is with us, he is with us. Knowing his grace, find his peace, feast with Jesus here. In this bread there is healing, in this cup there's life forever. In this moment, by the Spirit, Christ is with us here. Here is bread, joined in one, Christ is with us, he is with us. Aim till he comes, Jesus crucified. In this bread there is healing, in this cup there's life forever. In this moment, by the Spirit, Christ is with us here.
And let us come now in prayer, giving thanks to God for all his saving acts. The responses to the great prayer of thanksgiving will appear on the screen or can be found in your hymn books at number 564. Friends, the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, O Lord our God. With your people Israel, we remember how you have saved us, sheltering us from the plagues of sin and death, leading us through the waters to deliver us. Therefore, we praise you, joining the song of the universal church and the heavenly choir. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is Jesus Christ, our Savior. Kneeling down in humility to wash his disciples' feet, Jesus gave us a new commandment, to love one another. By this love, the world will know that we are his disciples. Remembering your goodness and grace, we offer ourselves to you with gratitude as we share in this joyful feast. Great is the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon this bread and cup. Make us one in the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, and help us to stand hand in hand with others that we might and share what we receive from you, the gift of your grace and the promise of your salvation. As often as we do this, let our lives proclaim your love through the Lord Jesus Christ. In the unity of the Holy Spirit, we bless you, God of glory, now and forevermore. Hear us as we continue to pray in the manner that Jesus taught us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, grant us your peace. Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake in one bread. The bread that we break, is it not a sharing of the body of the body of Christ? This cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a sharing in the blood of Christ? Friends, these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The body of Christ, broken for you. Thank you. blood of Christ shed for you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Let us pray. Holy God, we give you all thanks and praise that you have claimed us as your own and nourished us in this holy meal as members of Christ's body. By the work of your Spirit within us, give us the grace to glorify you as one living body in the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 234 in the Book of Praise, A Holy Jesu. The hymn is in the book or will appear before you on the screen.
Sorrow and thy life's oblation.
thy death of anguish and thy bitter passion. For our salvation, therefore, kind Savior, since we cannot pay thee, we now adore thee and will ever pray thee. Think on thy pity and thy love unswerving. Not
friends, Jesus has set an example for us to serve others as he has served us and to love one another as he has loved us. Go and do likewise so that everyone can tell that we are his disciples. And may God, who led Israel out of slavery into freedom, may Christ, who led us out of death into life, may the Holy Spirit, who leads us out of fear and into boldness, abide with you this Holy Thursday and in the holy days ahead and forevermore. Amen.